This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng. I am in the Edge Gallery, Mount Kiara, that is hosting an exhibition of works by an artist whom Ho K. Tat, the publisher and group CEO of the Edge Media Group, describes as a, quote, lesser-known Malaysian artist. The artist is Alex Leong Yim Kwan, who in 1991, that's 25 years ago, won the Young Talented Artist Award given by the Penang State Art Gallery. To date, he has participated in a total of 58 group exhibitions. Alex Leong is from Penang. I'm going to make you choose one of your works which you think, if we see and we understand it, we have a grasp of what you are about.
Prangi Market, Penang is my choice because this area is my hometown, nearby my hometown, near Canaran Street.
Prangin Market, Penang. It's a relatively large painting, 70 centimetres by 140 centimetres. In the background, we see what we've come to expect of heritage shop houses with wooden window shutters upstairs and tall retractable security grill doors on the ground floor where customers are served. And on the far left, a slightly bigger and newer but grey and drab-looking building of several floors and in between two single-storey shop houses, rather dilapidated. In the foreground, a buzz of human activity. On the right, a weathered red trishaw travelling left. There are hawkers selling coconuts, a vendor with arms akimbo who appears to be haggling with a female customer over his produce, which are in a large basket. There are people squatting on the roadside, examining what could be durians, papayas, or some large gourds.
These markets are already actually lost in progress, but still in the junction here, still got a bit store and the people for activities here. And then my painting is mostly for street scenes and heritage buildings.
All these, the shops, the people, the simple vehicles, bicycles, push carts, trishaws, and the rear end of a lorry are awash in bright tropical sunlight, colourful, very happy. Alex's inclination towards heritage sites and street scenes comes from his sense of the past and how he feels about it. His word is, I quote, sentimental.
So, why I choose this topic? Because it's whole sentimental value for me. And then it goes for me to present my stroke watercolors medium is because of the transparency. Also, because I like to paint outdoor on the spot, and it's more easy me to carry the material.
Alex paints the past because it reminds him of a happier time. And this is how Alex creates his works.
Actually, when I paint this, I have to use 2 days. One day, I paint on the spot. I finish the...
After finding a desired location, he sets up his easel and paints. Watercolor, he says, allows him to do that and to do so quickly. He paints the buildings, but not the diverse human activities. For that, he goes to different parts of Georgetown or other places to sketch, then returns to his studio to arrange his human figures into the paintings. I ask him what makes his works different from others.
I like to remain the sunlight with white. And then the colours, I always use my own colours, actually.
Because it looks more happily for people.
In fact, in the catalogue, you've been described as the painter of happiness.
Yes.
Do you think that's true?
Yes, sure. Because I like people to look at my painting and then can feel the happiness like me. Yeah.
He wants his paintings to evoke happiness in the viewer.
Yeah, because the happiness is actually from my heart. Yeah, because this is my childhood place. And then I always scrolling around this area. I always with my grandma every morning for the markets. So I got the feeling like this.
Another characteristic beyond the brightness and lightness of his colours are pigeons.
My painting, actually, I have put a lot of pigeons there. Yes. The pigeons is meant for peaceful, actually. And then it's also can cover some empty space for me to my compositions. Penang is a lot of pigeons. Then after that, I like to put it everywhere. Yeah.
One work that stands out as uncharacteristic of his other works is called Orchard Sun Life, Paddy Field. Alex says the inspiration for the style came from his students.
This technique is from 1991. At that time, I teach a lot. Then I get the idea from the arch. I just tear it, and then I make it look like a new techniques. Because I saw some students, they don't like their painting, they tear it, and then I get the idea from there. And then the stroke of the dry brush is very unusual, at like watercolor is very wet, is it? So this one dry is the dry technique is come from the idea from the students who just start to learn the watercolor. They cannot control the
and
water.
Yeah,
yes, afraid of that. Then I use this technique. I saw sometimes it's very nice, like the texture on it. So I use the technique also on it.
What's interesting, Alex, is that this painting, Orchard Sun Life, Paddy Fields, this one looks really quite different from the rest.
Yeah. This is only a painting from this exhibition. Every time I also, every exhibition, solo exhibition, I put one of it. Because this this painting is not, not people like to demand, good, not a good demand. But then I still want to remind it for my new the old strokes paintings.
Colors of Heritage, which comprises 31 works, 3 oil paintings, the rest watercolors, is a solo exhibition by artist Alex Leong. This exhibition is at the Edge Gallery in Mount Kiara, and the gallery hours are 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. daily. The gallery is closed on Mondays and public holidays. This exhibition will run till Friday, August 26. This is Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Hing, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.